Pakistan has postponed a deadline for the deportation of hundreds of thousands of Afghans due to the Eid al-Fitr holidays marking the end of Ramadan, a government official confirmed on Tuesday. Islamabad had initially set a deadline for the end of March for Afghans holding specific documentation to leave the country, intensifying efforts to repatriate Afghan nationals. However, the government has now extended the deadline until the beginning of next week due to the holiday period. Afghans holding Afghan citizen cards, ACC, issued by Pakistani authorities and reportedly held by 800,000 people, according to the United Nations, will be subject to deportation once the new deadline expires. Additionally, more than 1.3 million Afghans with proof of registration, PUR, cards, issued by the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, are set to be relocated outside the capital Islamabad and the neighboring city of Rawalpindi. The UN estimates that nearly 3 million Afghans currently reside in Pakistan, with many having sought refuge over decades of conflict in their homeland. The number surged after the Taliban regained power in Afghanistan in 2021. Human rights groups have condemned Pakistan's deportation campaign. Manisa Kakar, a Pakistani human rights lawyer, warned that many Afghan refugees have lived in Pakistan for years and face an uncertain future if forced to return. Many have been living in the country for years, and going back means going back to nothing, Kakar said. Human Rights Watch has criticized what it calls abusive tactics used to pressure Afghans into returning to Afghanistan, where they risk persecution by the Taliban and face dire economic conditions. Amnesty International has also condemned Pakistan's policy, warning that Afghans awaiting resettlement in other countries are being removed from Islamabad, making it more difficult to coordinate their relocation with foreign missions. Women's rights groups have raised concerns that Afghan girls and young women deported to Afghanistan would lose access to education under Taliban-imposed restrictions. Tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan have escalated since the Taliban takeover. Islamabad accuses Kabul of harboring militants, a claim the Taliban government denies. In March, a Pakistani delegation met with Afghan officials in Kabul, emphasizing the importance of security cooperation in the region. The Taliban administration has repeatedly called for the dignified return of Afghan refugees. Prime Minister Hassan Akhund urged host countries not to forcibly remove Afghans, instead requesting support for their voluntary return. We ask that instead of forced deportation, Afghans should be supported and provided with facilities, Akhund said in an Eid message delivered before Pakistan's original deadline. Following an ultimatum issued by Islamabad in late 2023 for undocumented Afghans to leave the country, more than 800,000 Afghans have returned to Afghanistan between September 2023 and the end.